Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed. We left off on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We're at Maskif La Rav Papa, I guess, more or less, at Maskif La Rav Papa, about 8 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman in honor of all the members of our shul. It's also sponsored by Daniel Goldstein in memory of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Zechor Levracha, Yitzchak Leib, Ben Mordechai Halevi, on his eighth yard site, which is going to be Monday. It is also sponsored by my Talmud and friend, David Kesselman, in honor of this year and of our decades-long relationship, Kane Yerbu, and we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to question the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi had derived, where we know, Ravi Latuma, from a Kal V'chomer from a Chusur Kippurim. So we're going to question whether that Kal V'chomer is a valid Kal V'chomer. And it's going to be somewhat of a detailed Tumah and Tahara conversation. Then the Gemara is going to revisit the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had an unusual Shita that not only can Truma become a Shlishi, but even Chulin can become a Shlishi. So the Gemara is going to find a list of Tanaim who, by name, who disagree, who very clearly disagree with Rabbi Akiva and hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. And that's why we always assume throughout Shas, Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, because we have a very impressive list of Tanaim who clearly disagree with Rabbi Akiva and hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. And that's going to take the entire Amud Aleph just to go through that list. And then the Gemara is going to discuss three different explanations of Machlokas Tanoim, whether to be Mafrish Chalav from a Tohar dough on a Tameh dough. I mean, let's say you have a Tameh dough that's Tevel, you have not been Mafrish Challah on it yet, but you don't want to have challah that's tameya, because challah tameya you have to burn. Challah tameya is like truma tameya. So can you be? But there's another halacha. You have to be mafresh min amukaf. You have to be mafresh dough from dough that's right next to it. But you can't take Torah dough and touch it to the tameh dough, because then you're going to be metame the Torah dough. So how do you work it out to be mafresh challah from a Torah dough onto a tameh dough? The Gemara's going to have three different explanations. Then the Gemara's going to have machlokas whether Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa or Drabanan, based on that being one of the things that was Boba Yom Darash in our Mishnah about Tchum Shabbos. And then we're going to get a little bit back into Agadita. Well, first the Gemara's going to talk about three different opinions, how Klal Yisrael sang Shira, and what those opinions are arguing about, meaning when we sang the Az Yashir, what was the format of the Az Yashir. And then we're going to talk about how even babies and fetuses sang Shira. Did I forget? What's that? My voice is coming out muffled? Why? I don't know. Should I sign off and sign back on? What?
Maybe try that, Rebbe.
Yeah, okay, I'll sign off, sign back on. See what happens. Oh, okay. Haven't had Zoom issues in a while, okay. I wonder if it's a Zoom issue or my phone issue. Okay. All right. Are we any better? Thumbs up, thumbs down? We're better. Okay. Jeremy says we're better. Yeah? Okay. Somewhat better. Okay. All right. We'll do our best. Okay. So, without further ado, let's begin on the bottom of Dav, Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Maskifla Rav Papa. I'm not just speaking unclearly, am I, right now? Okay. So, Maskifla Rav Papa. So, what? I'm projecting. Okay, so let's begin with Maskifla Rav Papa. So the background over here is that we're trying to Rabbi Yossi tried to figure out how we know that there's such a thing as a Revi'i Bakodesh, and he learned the Kal V'chomer from Mechusar Kippurim, that a Mechusar Kippurim is someone who was Tameh. They went to the mikveh, they had Harav Shemesh, they just didn't bring their carbon yet the next day, and the halach is that a Mechusar Kippurim is Mutter Betruma, and yet they're Pasul B'Kodesh, they're not allowed to eat Kodesh. So we said a Shlishi L'Tuma, which is Pasul for Truma, Shlishi is a problem for Truma, so Eino Din, that it should be able to make a Revi B'Kodesh, because whatever's bad for Truma, even that which is good for Truma is bad for Kodesh. Kodesh. So that which is bad for Truma should for sure be able to make the next level down a psul for Kodesh. So the Gemara had said that Rabbi Yochanan commented, I don't get what kind of kal v'chomer this is, because there's a chuvaso betzido. Not everything that's bad for truma will make a revi'i b'kodesh. After all, if you have ochel haba machmas tuvul yom, if you have truma food that touched a tuvul yom, where it's puzzle for truma, but it's not going to make a revi'i b'kodesh, which is a chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a tuvul yom, which we normally assume is a sheni l'tuma, touches truma food, it will ruin that truma food, but it will not make a revi'i b'kodesh. So the Gemara says, really? Is that true? Where do we get that from? Oh, because we have this brisa that has this whole machlokas about that, about the level of tumma that a tevul yom has, and if we assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like the shita of the chachamim in that brisa, it turns out that truma or kachin that touch a tevul yom become pasul, but do not have the ability to pasul anything else. And therefore, we have a kasha on Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer. So maskef la Rav Papa, that's where we left off in the conversation. Maskef la Rav Papa, so Rav Papa challenges, mi ma'id Rabbi Yossi k'rabbanan svirle. How do you know that Rabbi Yossi's shita about what a tevul yom can be metameh is the Rabbanan's shita about what a tevul yom can be metameh? That tevul yom can be metameh truma or kachim directly, but only to make them pasul, not to allow them to transmit that tumma to anything else. Dilma kabashol svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Yossi does not hold like the Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Abashol. Da amar l'tami shnayim v'liv salechad. And Abashol holds that min haTorah a tevul yom is really a sheni l'tuma on a d'oraisa level, and therefore min haTorah a tevul yom could be metami truma to be then for that truma to turn around and pasul kodesh to make a revi'i b'kodesh. And it's just that Abashol went even a step further. Abashol went a step further and said that Rabbanan, the Chachamim made a chumra by kachim, that if a tevul yom touches kodesh, the tevul yom is viewed like a rishol de tuma, which will then be letami shnayim to be metami two more levels down, v'lif salechad and be pasul a third level beyond that. So if Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, then we certainly have no kasha on him, because the kal v'chomer from Chusuk Kippurim makes plenty of sense that which becomes a shlishi has the ability to make a revi, and there are no exceptions to that rule. So what's our big problem? What's Rabbi Yochanan's big problem with Rabbi Yossi learning this kal v'chomer, deriving revi'i b'kodesh from this kal v'chomer? It makes plenty of sense to derive revi'i b'kodesh from this kal v'chomer if Rabbi Yossi holds like Abba Shaul that its tevul yom actually is a sheni that can make truma a shlishi, which in turn can make kodesh a revi'i. So says Gemara, because he can't hold like Abba Shaul. Isak da'itach Abba Shaul svirulei, if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abba Shaul that its tevul yom is mida'uraisa, a sheni l'tuma, and truma that touches the tevul yom becomes a shlishi, and can then turn around and make kachim into a revi'i, so then laisi the revi'i b'kodesh may ochel shabbat machmas tevul yom. Why would Rabbi Yossi derive the concept of revi'i b'kodesh from a kal v'chomer of Mechusar Kippurim? Do better. He should have been able to derive the concept of revi'i b'kodesh from an even earlier stage, from a tevul yom itself. That ma ochel haba machmas tevul yom. If food that touches the tevul yom, did tevul yom gufei mutar b'chulin, where tevul yom himself is totally mutar b'chulin, because the tevul yom, like we said, according to Abishol, is a sheni l'tuma. So the tevul yom is allowed to have chulin. Amrit osa revi'i b'kodesh, and yet the food that a tevul yom touches can turn around and make a revi'i b'kodesh. So ochel shlishi, if you have food that itself actually is a shlishi, haba machmas sheni, that became tamei from a sheni, the sheni gufei asur b'chulin, where the sheni itself is a problem for chulin. Chulin can become a sheni, and that would be problematic. That would make it tamei. Ein odin shosur vi b'kodesh. So all the more so, food that touch truma, food that touched the sheni, should be able to turn around and make kodesh into a revi'i. So if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abishol that a tevul yom has a full din of a sheni l'tuma on a d'oraisa level, instead of deriving his kal v'chomer of revi'i b'kodesh from a chusar kippurin, he should have derived his kal v'chomer of revi'i b'kodesh from tevul yom. V'chi tema says, "Where, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, that the reason he does not learn and the reason that he does not learn ochel shlishi from a kal v'chomer from tevul yom is mishum di'ika l'mifrach, maybe you'll ask a pircha on that kal v'chomer, because mal tevul yom shekein avatumah, Maybe he just didn't want to touch the area of halacha called Tevil Yom to derive this Kal V'chomer, because the Tevil Yom originates in an Avatuma. Before he went to the mikvah, he was in Avatuma, and maybe that's why it's more chomer that in the Tevil Yom you could have a train that leads you down to a Revi'i Bakodesh. But maybe by other types of Sheni L'tuma, you can't start a train that will lead you down to a Revi'i Bakodesh. Maybe if it only originated with a Rishon L'tuma or a Sheni L'tuma, you can't go all the way down to a Revi'i Bakodesh. So says Mar, well, I see name in Mechus Kippurim v'lo Parche. His actual Kal V'chomer that he uses from Mechus Kippurim also starts with an Avatuma. So that can't be why he shied away from using Tevil Yom as the basis for his Kal V'chomer, because you would have the same problem with using Mechus Kippurim as the base for the Kal V'chomer. So what you have to say is that Rabbi Yossi holds that that's not a problem, because once you go to the mikvah, you are no longer connected to that Avatuma. So that wouldn't be a pircha on this whole on the whole Kal V'chomer. You can't say, oh, but that starts with an avatuma. Right now, the person went to the mikveh already. It's not an avatuma. So if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abba Shaul, he should have learned that a shlishi makes a revi'i b'kodesh from a Kal V'chomer, from Ochal Abba Machmas Tevil Yom, and not from a Mechus Kippurim. But he doesn't learn it from there. He learns it from a Mechus Kippurim. And that, therefore, we see that he must not hold like Abba Shaul that a Tevil Yom is a genuine Sheini L'tuma. He must hold like the Chachamim. And Memela, we could then ask on him, why is it that Ochal Abba Machmas Tevil Yom, which is Pasul B'Truma, does not make a Revi'i B'Kodesh? So Behechrich, you have to say that you can't learn a Kal V'chomer from a Mechus Kippurim to Pasul Revi'i B'Kodesh. And that was Rabbi Yochanan's problem with Rabbi Yossi's whole Kal V'chomer. Okay, you got to chazer it over a few times, make sure you get that clear. But now we move on to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is that a even chulin can become a shlishi l'tumah. So it says the Gemara, Amrav Asi Amarav, Va'amrila Amarav Ben Isi Amarav, either Rav Asi or Rabba Ben Isi said in the name of Rav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi El-Ozar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulu Svirlu, all five of these Tanaim hold, that there is no such thing as chulin becoming a shlishi. A sheni will not turn chulin into a shlishi, against the shita of Rabbi Akiva. According to the Tosas Shantz and the Tosas Rush, the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is dafka when it comes to Tumadal Raisa. Can you have a shlishi, a chulin that's a shlishi on a Dal Raisa level? Because the Gemara has a suffix in chulin daflam gimel, if Rabbi Akiva holds that a sheni l'tuma midrabanan makes a shlishi, makes chulin into a shlishi, or whether that's only by Tumadal Raisa. So that's where the core machlokas is really when it comes to tumah midar raisa, because it could be that Rabbi Kiva is moda that on that by tumah derabanan it will not make chulin into a shlishi. However, Tosfos and chulin over there writes that according to Rav in our sugya there is no chiluk between tumah midar raisa and tumah derabanan. That according to Rabbi Akiva, a sheni will make chulin into a shlishi bein b'tumah midar raisa, bein b'tumah midrabanan. And according to the five impressive list of tanayim that we just mentioned, chulin will never become a shlishi, bein midaraisa, bein midrabanan. So now let's see how we could demonstrate that each of these five tanaim in fact hold that chulin becomes that chulin can become they say they're still having issues. All right. That chulin can become a shlishi. So it says chulin cannot become a shlishi. So it says Gemara, let's take it one by one. Rabbi Meir Ditznan, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that chulin cannot become a shlishi based on the Mishnah Maseches Para, that kal hatotun biyasmayim midivrei sofrim, that min haTorah anything that require that's Torah min haTorah, but that the chamim require one to be tovel because it's considered tamei midrabanan, meaning anything that would pasul truma because of one of the Zeros of Beis Shammai that are listed in Maseches Shabbos, really based in Maseches Zavim, are the Yudches Davar, these Tumas Rabbanan, like a person who eats a Chatzi Pras Ochel Rishon, or Sheini L'tuma, or someone who drinks Mashkim Tameim, or someone who's Bar Rosh of Rubo B'Mayim Shu'uvim, or Tar Shenafal Al Rosh of Shlosh Lugin Mayim Shu'uvim, all of these types of things, Stam Yadayim before you do Netilas Yadayim, all of these things that have a status. We should use that one. Okay, we'll try that. All of these things. Oh, maybe. Okay. All of these things that have the status of a Sheini Lutuma on it. We're better now? Are we better now? iPhones are better than Samsungs. All of these things that have the status of a tumah on a drabbanon level, so kolaton biyasmayim midivrei sofrim is mitame as a kodesh. It makes a shlishi l'tumah in kodesh and it will pasul other kodesh to make a revi'i. Uposel as a truma and it can make a shlishi l'tumah. For truma can become a shlishi l'tuma umutar b'chulin, and since it itself is a sheni l'tuma, it will have zero impact on any chulin u'b'meiser, and it will also have zero impact on any meiser. Divra Meir, so that's Rav Meir shita. So there you already have it, right? Rav Meir says if something is a sheni l'tuma, it will have no impact on chulin, meaning chulin cannot become a shlishi. It will have impact on truma, right? Truma can become a shlishi, certainly on kodesh. The Chum Osrin B'Meiser. The Chum say that the person cannot eat Meiser Sheni, meaning the Chum agree that if something is Mamish Chulin, it will have no impact, there's no problem. But Meiser were a little more Machmir, and therefore he shouldn't eat Meiser Sheni. So not only Rabbi Meir, even the Chachamim that are Cholek on Rabbi Meir, you see, hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi Lutuma. Right? The Gemara just doesn't mention the Chachamim that are Cholek on Rabbi Meir on our list of Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, because we don't know who they are. So that's why when we gave the list, we mentioned Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer, but we left out these Chachamim because we don't know who they are. But they also would be on that list. Next, Rabbi Yossi. Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi? Well, Hadi Amaran. That was the brisa that we had in yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Yossi learns a Revi B'Kodesh from a Kal V'Chomer, from a Chusu Kippurim. That if a Mechusar Kippurim, who is allowed to eat Truma, Pasul's Kodesh, is not allowed to have Kodesh, then that which Pasul's Truma, that which is Pasul B'Truma, should for sure make a Revi'i B'Kodesh. A Shlishi, which is Pasul B'Truma, should for sure make a Revi'i B'Kodesh. Dim Isay, but if you hold that a Sheni makes a Shlishi even in Chulin, that a Shlishi of Chulin could become Tamei, Laiti the Revi'i Bitruma v'chamishi b'kodesh. Then everything should have been one level down, because the same way that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned from a Tevil Yom to pasul shlishi, we should learn to pasul revi, and we should learn a Kal V'Chomer from Mechusar Kippurim to pasul chamishi b'kodesh. Meaning the whole discussion that we had in yesterday's daf starts with the assumption that chulin gets to a sheni and no further, and then we were able to derive truma becomes a shlishi and that kodesh becomes a revi. But if your starting point is that chulin can become a shlishi, then truma should have been able to become a Revi, Kodesh should have been able to become a Chamishi, but we know that that's not true. So the Gemara explains, how do we know Rabbi Yoshua holds that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi? So Rabbi Yoshua, a little bit of background, Rabbi Yoshua holds that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. Min HaTorah, a person cannot become Tameh from anything but a mace or a sharet, meaning if he's contracting tumor from something outside. If he touches food, which can't be an avatuma, a person does not become tamei at all, because from a rishon l'tuma and on, it doesn't have a rishon l'tuma and lower does not have the capacity to be metamei anything but ochlin umashkin. A rishon l'tuma and on cannot be metamei a person, but beishamei was gozer on people who came in contact with, who did a variety of different things, that they become tamei. Even things that should not have been metamei them on a darais level. If a person eats a chatzi pras of tamei food, beishamei was gozer, that he becomes tamei. The reason for the gzeira, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yudalit tells us, was that they were choshesh that a kohen is going to put truma liquid in his mouth at the very same time that he's eating this tamei food. And the tamei food is then going to pasul the truma. That was the concern. Even though that concern, l'chora, is only by kohanim, there were gozer, a lot of these tuma gzeiros, there were gozer on everybody on account of the kohanim, right? Because if it's a zar, if it's a non-kohen, he's not putting truma anything into his mouth. He better not be. It would be a daraisa for a zar to be putting truma into his mouth. But nevertheless, and therefore there were gozer that if you eat a meichel tameh, you pasul truma. So in order that you shouldn't get in the habit of eating truma together with or having truma around machalim tameim. So there is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. What madrega of tuma where they gozer on a person, where meishame gozer on a person who eats a meichel tameh, who eats food that's tameh? Titnan Rabbi Eliezer Omer ha'ochel ochel rishon. If a person eats chulin that became tameh from an avatuma, which is therefore a rishon l'tuma, so the person becomes tameh rishon. He himself becomes a rishon. Sheni, if a person eats a sheni l'tuma, sheni. And if a person eats shlishi, shlishi, meaning you are what you eat, right? You become the same level of tuma as whatever it is that you ate on a drabbanon level. Obviously, on a daraisa level, that would never happen. But on a drabbanon level, you eat a rishon, you are a rishon. You eat a sheni, you are a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you are a shlishi. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua disagrees. He says, ha'ochel ochel rishon ve'ochel sheni, sheni. Whether you eat an ochel rishon or whether you eat an ochel sheni, you become a sheni l'tumah. Why does Rabbi Yoshua think that if you eat an ochel rishon, you don't become a rishon? Because we don't find anywhere in the Torah that tumah will make another tumah that is on the same level of it. We always find the opposite, that that which is metame, something else, is always, it always goes down a level of tumah. Meichel is more chamer from the person who eats it, because the meichel becomes tamei from a kaveitza of ochum tameim. The person only becomes tamei if he eats a chatzi pras. That was the gzeira. So it's more appropriate that the person should have a lower level of tumah. Apparently, the person is not as receptive to tumah as the food was, and therefore the person should go down a madriga in the tumah. But if you eat a sheni the tumah, we have no choice but to make you a sheni, because there's no such thing as a person becoming a shlishi. So they were stuck. So Rabbi Yeshua says, whenever we have a chance to allow the tumah to go down a madrega from the ochel to the person, we're going to do that. But if we don't have the chance to do that, then like a person eats a sheni, so he becomes a sheni. Shlishi. And if a person eats a food that's a shlishi l'tuma, sheni bakodesh. He himself becomes a sheni bakodesh, meaning he's only tamei as far as kachim is concerned. That if he touches kodesh, he's going to be metameit, but ve'ein sheni betruma. He's not considered a sheni as far as truma is concerned. He will not passel truma by touching it. So Rabbi Shua says, how could it be that a person, that the meichel chulin will ever be a shlishi l'tuma? B'chulin shenasal, taras truma. We're talking about chulin that, meaning, guy's eating chulin food, and we're saying that tamei chulin food, and we say that he's going to be tamei. So we said, oh, and what if the chulin tamei food that he eats is a shlishi? There's no such thing as chulin tamei food being a shlishi. Chulin can't become a shlishi. Now, but chulin shnas al taras truma. We're talking about chulin that's treated with all the stringencies of truma, because sometimes you have a chulin where the owner of that chulin is a kohen who eats truma, so he's mekabel on himself in order not to get confused that he's going to treat everything like truma. So that's how you could have such a thing of chulin shnasu al taras truma. But you see that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold that chulin cannot become a shlishi. So the Gemara brings the raya that Rabbi Yeshua also holds that a sheni. The Gemara finishes the raya that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a sheni cannot make chulin into a shlishi, because he said bechulin shnasu al taras truma in al taras hakodesh lo. So first of all, he said that they become a shlishi the tuma when it's done al taras truma. But if you're mekabel it to be al taras hakodesh, so then the shmira is not going to cause that to have that it's going to have a shame taras hakodesh, and that it's going to become a shlishi l'tumah, because it's not the derech of people to be shomer chulin al taras hakodesh. So you'd say batel daito etzel das kol adam, and it would just have a regular din of chulin. So that's just a quick diuk that the Gemara makes, that when a kohen treats his chulin al taras truma, then you could treat it like a shlishi. But when a kohen treats his truma, his chulin al taras hakodesh, then he's just a nut, and we just ignore him entirely, and we treat it like regular chulin. It's not anything. But alma kasavra ain't sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. that you see that a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. So we use this as the raya that Rabbi Yoshua holds this way. We also saw in this very same brisa that Rabbi Eliezer holds this way, that a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. The shlishi is only by truma or by chulin shenasu al taras ha-truma. Why didn't the Gemara say that you see from here that that he's also among the chachadim that hold that a sheni does not make a shlishi? Because he didn't say it befeirish. That's what the Minchas Sota says. So we're going to be able to prove that Rabbi Eliezer holds this way, but from a place where he says it more befeirish. So we'll get there. Rabbi El-Ozar, where do we find that Rabbi El-Ozar holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, Maseches Taros, that a Rishon of Kodesh can be Gorim a Revi'i of Kodesh. But that which becomes Tameh from a Rishon of Chulin will not pass the Revi'i B'Kodesh. That Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shloshtan, Chulin, Truma, and Kachem, Shloshtan, all three of them, Shavin, are all equal in terms of their din, in terms of what they could do. Because in the following sense, that Harishon, Shebekodesh, Shebechulin, Shebetruma. If you have a Rishon Latuma, whether that Rishon Latuma is Chulin or Kodesh or Truma, is Metame Shnayim. It will be Metame two levels down. That which it touches will become a Sheni Latuma, which in turn can turn something into a Shlishi Latuma, which in turn can make something Uposel Echad, can make something a Revi'i, and that's called Posel Bekodesh. Posel Echad Bekodesh. As far as someone eats kachin. And not only that, all three of them are metame echad. They have the ability to be metame one madrega after that. That someone who touches a rishon that becomes a sheni l'tuma has the ability to transfer that to something else. Uposel echad, that will pass the shlishi that touches a sheni bitruma. And uposel echad b'chulin, and it will only pass one level down when it comes to chulin. So when it comes to kodesh, it can get all the way down to revi. When it comes to truma, it can get all the way down to a shlishi. When it comes to chulin, it can get all the way down to a sheni. And that's it. And that's where Rabbi Elazar says extremely explicitly and clearly that chulin gets as far as a sheni, it does not get any further than a sheni. That's his last line, that it's posel echad b'chulin. That is, as far as chulin is concerned, it will only get one level further down. Rabbi Eliezer, where do we find that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, Maseches Challah, that there is a shear for Hafrashas Challah, that the Kohen is supposed to give 120, that you're supposed to give to the Kohen 1/24th of your dough for Challah. Challah is a din like Truma, and it's supposed to be 1/24th of the dough. Min HaTorah, there is no shear for Challah. Min HaTorah, an Isa Kol Shehu, you take any amount off, and that's Hafrashas Challah. The Chacham were Mesakein that you should give 1/24th of the dough, because the Pasuk says, Titnu la Hashem truma. So we darshan, you need to give a kedei nesinas matana l'kalin. You need to give a respectable amount. So what's a respectable amount? Well, if you're just making challah in your home, you're not going to make that much. So 1/24th of the dough. If you're a nachtom, you're a baker, and you're making a lot of dough, so then 1/48th is a good enough amount. And that's the shear that they gave. Bizman hazeh, where we're all tameh mace and everything is tameh, and therefore we can't give the challah anyway to a kohen. It's just going to get destroyed. So we're mafresh a kol shehu for challah. And the minute is to be mafresh a kazayis. That's what the Rama writes in Yordea, Simin Shin Chav Beis, and then we burn it because it's Tumeya and it has a shame in a Torah of Chala, so we want to we burn it after the Hafrasha. But the only reason we don't give a reasonable amount is because we're not giving it. But if we were to give it, then you'd have to give that proper shear. If the dough became Tame though, the Kohen wouldn't be able to eat the Chala. So then you would give less. But that din is only if the dough became tameh b'shogig or ba'ones. But if you made the dough tameh on purpose, then you have to be mafresh the regular shear, because we have this concept of shalo yehichote niskar, meaning a person says, I don't want to give away so much of my dough, and I don't really care about tumah tahara because I'm not a kohen anyway, so it doesn't really bother me to be tameh. So let me be metameh my dough, and then once I'm metameh my dough, I only have to take off a tiny bit, and then I give that to, you know, and that will get burnt. And what do I care? So in order that a person shouldn't do do that, they made a takana that if you're metame the dough b'mezid, we make a knas that you still have to give the regular shir of challah. You still have to give the 1/24th of shir challah. But anyway, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you're metame your dough b'mezid, challah nitelas min atahora ala tameya, we require you to make another dough b'tahara in order to be able to use that other dough to be mafresh the challah for this tame dough. The halacha is that the dough that you're coming to exempt and the challah have to be attached to each other. They have to be minamukaf. So what you have to do is the tahara dough that you want to make into challah has to touch the tame dough, and only in that way will it be considered mechubar. But that presents a problem, because if it actually touches it, then it's going to become tame. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ketzad, what should you do in order to be mafresh as challah min amukaf with your new tahar dough touching your old tameh dough and yet protecting your tahar dough from becoming tameh? So what do? Shtei isos, achas tahar v'achas tameh. You have these two doughs. One of them is tahar, one of them is tameh. Notel kedei challah. You take the proper shear that's roye for challah, 1/24th of the tameh dough that you're trying to be matir. Mei isa shalo hor mechalasa. From a tahar dough that did not yet have challah taken from it. And you take that piece of tahar dough and you put it on one side of the bowl, and the tameh dough you put on the other side of the bowl in order that they shouldn't touch each other. V'nosein pachos mikabetza be'amtza. That's the trick. You take less than a kabetza, another chaticha of tahar dough that's less than a kabetza, and you use that as the bridge between your tahar dough and your tameh dough. Kedei litol min amukaf. Because Paksmi Kabetza will not have the ability to transmit the Tumah. It's Paksmi Kabetza of Ochlin is not Metameh, so it won't have the ability to transmit the Tumah from the Tameh dough to the Tahar dough, but now it's all touching each other because you have that Paksmi Kabetza in the middle that's serving as a bridge. Kedei litol min amukaf. And that will allow you to take min amukaf. Now, can Pachos Mikabetza become Tameh? That's Machlokas Rishonim. But everyone agrees Pachos Mikabetza cannot transmit Tumah, right? Rashi holds that Pachos Mikabetza itself is Mekabel Tumah, but it's not Metameh Acherim unless it's Shir Kabetza, because he learns from the Pasuk that Davka Ochel that's Nechel Bebasachas is Metameh, and the Chum made the assessment that the Beis Abliya is Machzik, that the Beis Abliya is not Machzik more than the size of a Kabetza. And therefore, the Chaticha, the Mikor Yishem Chala, if it's, it is not going to be touching, through is only touching through this Shir Pachos Mikabetza, then it's going to be fine. Rambam holds that if you take Chaticha from the Isa that's Tameya to be Mechaber B'neim, because Ochel Pachos Mikabetza is not Metameh, and meaning it doesn't even have the ability to become Tameh min HaTorah. Anyway, so that's the that's how we demonstrate that Rabbi Eliezer holds that that you cannot have a Shlishi L'tuma in Chulin. The Chum Moshin, the Chum say that you're not allowed to do that. We'll explain why they ask it. Vitanya, and we have a Braisa that tells us Kabetza. A Braisa that's quoted that quotes this halach of Rabbi Eliezer to attach the tamei dough to the Torah dough. If you want to make challah from the tamei to cover the tamei dough, but it says that you should use a shir kabetza, even though that chaticha is going to become tamei from the dough that's tamei, and it has the ability to be metamei other things. The chaticha that you want to make into challah is not going to become tamei anyway because it's chulin. Meaning, what happened? Your first tamei dough is only a rishon. So the rishon, what will it do? At worst, it will take that kabetza that's serving as the bridge and turn that into a Shani, but then that kabetza that's serving as a bridge as a Shani is not going to be able to impact the other dough because the other dough is chulin. So it's and you can't have a shlishi in chulin. The savrua and they assumed edi v'edi be'isa rishona v'chulin hatvul l'chala. That they everyone's assuming, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are assuming that we're talking, meaning the both the Mishnah which said that you should use a piece of dough that's smaller than a kabetza, and the Braisa which said you should use a piece of dough that's a full kabetza, Both hold that we're talking about that the original dough is a rishon l'tumah, and everyone assumes that we're talking about chulin atvulin l'challah, that you were not mafresh the challah yet, even though the chaticha from the chulin will one day be the challah, and chulin atvulin l'challah is lav kechallah damu, therefore it does not have the status of challah as far as tumah and tahara is concerned. So my lav balkamithli. So what in fact are they arguing about? So it must be demar safar that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, that chulin cannot become a shlishi, and therefore even though the piece of dough in the middle becomes a sheni l'tumah and it's big enough to be metame other things, it's not going to be metame the chaticha that you're trying to ultimately turn into challah. Umar savar, whereas the chum hold sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, that chulin can become a shlishi, so the chaticha in the middle is a sheni l'tumah, will be metame the other piece to make it into a shlishi l'tumah. So you're going to end up giving a kohen challah tamei becheskas that it's tahora. It's going to be a big problem. So the chum say that you cannot be mafresh challah from the isa tahora on the tamei. So it turns out that machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim has it that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a shlishi cannot become, that a chulin cannot become a shlishi of the tumah. But the chum holds yes it can. So Amar Rav Mari Bered Rav Kahana. So Amar Bered Rav Kahana says nah, do kulei alma ain sheni also shlishi b'chulin. Maybe everyone holds a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. V'acha b'chulin hatvulin l'chala kamifli. Maybe they're arguing about chulin, which is tevel for chala, which you haven't been mafresh chala from yet. Mar sover kechala damu. It could be that the reason the chum have a problem with this whole enterprise is because it has to be treated like chala itself. Chala is truma. Truma can become a shlishi. Umar sover lav kechala damu. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that chulin hatvulin l'chala does not have a din of chal, and it's regular chulin, and therefore cannot become a shlishi. Or a third explanation of the machlokas, whether you should take this piece of dough and use it as a bridge to be mafresh chal over here. Do kuli alma chulin atvun l'chala lo kechala damu. Everyone holds that chulin atvun l'chala is not like chala. And ain sheni, the ain sheni also shlishi b'chulin. And chulin cannot become a shlishi. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether you're allowed to purposely take chulin in Eretz Yisrael and make it tameh, because that middle piece of dough will become tameh through this process. So Mar Savar Rabbi Eliezer holds, don't worry about it, the piece of dough in the middle. You need it in order to be able to do your mitzvah for Farsha Skala. Mutter ligrom tumah lechulin shav Eretz Yisrael. It's okay to be gorim some tumah to chulin Eretz Yisrael. Umar Savar, but the Chacham disagree and they hold, asur ligrom tumah lechulin shav Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to be gorim tumah to chulin Eretz Yisrael. Fine, that's the end of the Tumah Torah. So now, Bo B'yom Darsh Rabbi Akiva. We said that Rabbi Akiva Darshan, from the Pasuk of the Arei Alevim, where it described 2,000 Amos around the Arei Alevim, that Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos, and Rabbi Eliezer, Benos Rabbi Yosef Glili, said, no, it's just telling us that you have 2,000 Amos of Sadu Sukramim around the cities. So, B'mai Kamifgi, what are they arguing about? Mar Sover Tchum Dar Raisa. It must be that Rabbi Akiva holds Tchum Dar Raisa, so he produces a pasuk, Umar Sabat Rabbanan. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, nah, Tchum are only Drabbanan. Certainly Tchum of Alpayim Amma is only Drabbanan. So the pasuk can't be talking about Tchum, it has to be talking about something else. Tan Rabbanan, Boba Yom Dorosh Rabbi Akiva, on that very day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi, Rabbi Akiva said a drasha, Bishasha Ali Yisrael min Hayam Nasrei Neim Lomar Shira. When Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, they decided to sing Shira. So Ketzad Amu Shira, what was the format of that Shira? So it goes as follows. Kigadol HaMakras HaHalel. Three opinions. First opinion is, Kigadol HaMakras HaHalel Veino Nachrav Rashi Prakim. It's like when you have an adult leading the Halel. Well, when you have an adult leading the halal, you can utilize Shomea Ka'one. That if the person who's the chazan, if everyone hears what he says, they could be yotze with the words that he's saying, and they could just repeat after him the beginning of that paragraph. For example, Moshe Amar, Ashir El Hashem, Vehein Omrim, Ashir El Hashem. But then Moshe Amar, Kigo Ga'ah, Vehein Omrim, Ashira Lashem, because they'll be Yotze with everything Moshe Rabbeinu says, and then they'll just sing the chorus. So they'll be Yotze with the words that the leader is saying. So like a Gadol, that's Makra Halel, where everyone just listens to what the Gadol is saying, and is Yotze that way. Reb Lozen Rosh Lebi Yotze Glili Omer, Ki Katan HaMakra Halel. No! It's like a Katan is Makra Halel. You're not supposed to have a Katan be Makra Halel, because it's embarrassing that no one else knows how to read Halel, that you have to have a Katan do it. And if you have a Katan do it, you have to repeat every word he says, because you can't be Yotze Shemei HaKona from a Katan. So, Vehein on Achrov, Al Kol Mashu Omer, Moshe Amar, for example, Moshe saying Gashir Lashem, Vehein Omer Gashir Lashem, Moshe Amar Kigoga, Vehein Omer Kigoga. It was a repeat after me situation. And then Nechemya Omer Kisofar HaParis Al Shema. It's like a Rebbe of young children teaching them to say Shema B'Beis HaKnesses. That's where they used to have the yeshivas, were in the shuls. Shu Poseach Tchila Vehein Omer Achrov. That he would just start the paragraph off. You know, the Rebbe davens before, and then when he's davening with the children, he says Baruch Shamar, and then they go and they say he starts the paragraph. And they finish it off. So, what is the Nekuda Samachlokas over here? Rabbi Akiva Savar, it's all in the word. How to understand the word Lemar? It says Vayomru Lemar. So, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Lemar, when it says Lemar, Amilsa Kamaisa. It means that on the entire Shira, everyone else was only Lemar Ashira Lashem. They went back to the original line. Rabbi Elazar Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, that Lemar means Akol Milsa Umilsa. On every dibur that Moshe Rabbeinu said, they went and they repeated it. Rabbi Nechemya Savar, Vayomru Da Omer Kulu Bahadi Adadi, Lemar the Pasuk Moshe Bereisha. That Vayomru means that they all sang it together, and Lemar just means that Moshe Rabbeinu started them off on the beginning of the paragraph. So okay, we'll stop there, and tomorrow we'll talk about how the babies and children sang Shira as well. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. Okay. My pleasure.